Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Excuse me. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. Okay, let's talk about the saint of the day. And we're going to talk about the saint of the day twice because I'm going to use two different websites. I'm going to use morningoffering.com, and I know I've talked to you about Morning Offering a bunch of times, morningoffering.com. It's a great website. The Liturgy of the Hours there. And I'm going to start praying the Liturgy of the Hours on Ash Wednesday. That's one of the things that I'm going to do during Lent. I'm going to do things that will bring myself closer to God. So, morningoffering.com. It's run by the Catholic Company, and they have plenty of great books on their website. They even have some good statuary. And the saint of the day is St. Lawrence of Canterbury. St. Lawrence of Canterbury died in the year 619 A.D. He was among the original band of missionaries sent from Rome to evangelize England with St. Augustine, the first Archbishop of Canterbury. As a fruit of their labor, the region's most powerful ruler, the King of Kent, became a baptized Christian, along with many of his countrymen. When Augustine died, Lawrence became Canterbury's second archbishop. He was a zealous leader and urged the Celtic bishops to keep peace and unity with Rome. When the King of Kent died, his pagan son caused great damage to the faith of the people and the mission work which had been done among them. Because of this, some of the missionaries fled to Gaul, which is modern-day France. Lawrence was so upset by the abandonment of Christianity among his flock that he considered abandoning his bishopric as well. In response, St. Peter the Apostle appeared to him in a vision, rebuked him, and scourged him so badly that Lawrence had physical marks on his body from the encounter. St. Lawrence then relayed the vision to the king and showed him his wounds, causing the king to convert to the Christian faith as his father did. St. Lawrence's feast day is, imagine that, today, February 2nd. Now, the second website that I'm going to read to you about him from is Catholic.org. That's Catholic.org, and they've got a really good website. They've already got their Ash Wednesday features up. They've got daily readings. They've got the entire Catholic Bible. They've got a section on saints and angels with popular saints, patron saints, and the saint of the day. And then they've got prayers, light a prayer candle, the mysteries of the rosary, popular prayers, prayer of the day, and then they've got Catholic news. And they've got some shopping stuff on here as well, and that's Catholic.org. St. Lawrence was the Archbishop of Canterbury, England, and was sent there by Pope St. Gregory the First, Pope St. Gregory the Great. A Benedictine, Lawrence accompanied St. Augustine to Canterbury in 597. And succeeded him as archbishop in 604. When the Britons lapsed into pagan customs, Lawrence planned to return to France, but in a dream he was rebuked by St. Peter for abandoning his flock. He remained in his see and converted the local ruler, King Edbald, to the faith. He died in Canterbury on February 2nd. Excuse me. Lawrence is commemorated in the Irish Stowe Missal and is reported to have been scourged by St. Peter in his dream, carrying the physical scars on his back. That's pretty amazing. Amazing, if you ask me. Now we're going to go ahead and go over to EWTN, and we're going to pray the three Hail Marys novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of myself and everyone listening. And actually, I was very wrong to say myself first, everyone listening and myself. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seat of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, so we have prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We've talked about the saint of the day, St. Lawrence of Canterbury, pray for us. Mary, Mother most pure, pray for us. Mary, Mother of our risen Lord, pray for us. Amen. So let's talk about what's going on around the four persons. First of all, let's talk about what's going to be happening tomorrow. Tomorrow, William is going to be doing the two creation narratives in the book of Genesis. And that's on Burnt Toast and Coffee at noon Eastern. And then tomorrow evening, we're going to have at 7 p.m. Eastern, Rockin' with God with Lisa Marie Nicole. And her guest is going to be Mike Chauncey. Mike is a one-man band that does all of her music and also records with her and handles her recordings in his studio. And he's going to be talking about how to get into the Catholic recording business. So that's going to be an exciting show. And if I'm home from Mass in time, which is 6 o'clock my time, then I will tune in live. Otherwise, I will watch it on tape delay.
And you can watch or listen. You can watch on Lisa's YouTube channel, and or you can listen in on the Four Persons. That's blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/the4persons, P-E-R-S-O-N-S, /. Then hit enter, and it will take you to the Four Persons Blog Talk Radio page. Excuse me again. Hadn't coughed most of the day, and then I get on the radio and I'm coughing. What's up with that? So anyway, then on Monday, Luke Haskell is going to be doing, I think it's part five. It's going to be part four of the Gospel of Gospel of John. And that's on the Luke Haskell Show Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This morning, Ken did a great episode on the history of the Bible, and he did it in a one-part episode. In fact, he did it in 1 hour and 9 minutes as opposed to 2 hours in the past. So it's really a great show. Go to the Four Persons Blog Talk Radio page. I just gave you that link. And you can listen to Ken's show on delay streaming, just like all of our shows are streaming. And then next Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken is going to do an episode on how we are cleansed plan on doing a show on how we were born again through baptism. That's going to be a really good show, and you know I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to that. That's going to be 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and of course, Alabama is in the Central Time Zone. So I don't know if we're going to have Catholicism Rocks tomorrow at 11 Eastern or not. But Ken's show from today was really good, and I plan on listening to William's show tomorrow at noon Eastern, which is 11 Central. And that's really all I've got today in terms of the daily update. You've got William tomorrow talking about the two creation accounts in Genesis, and that's at noon Eastern on Burnt Toast and Coffee. And then you've got Lisa Marie Nicole tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern with Mike Chauncey. And like I said, I'm going to listen to both of those shows. And I'll probably watch Lisa's show because Lisa's show is cool live. And, you know, of course, Lisa is our Catholic version of Striper here on the Four Persons Network. And she doesn't object to me saying that about her. She knows I say that about her with an awful lot of love and affection. She's a really great friend and a really neat person. And I love Lisa to death. And Lisa, when you listen to this, don't let it go to your head, sweetheart. So anyway, let's talk about our friends in Bethlehem. That would be Tony and Paulette Rock at the Rock Company Shop. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, .com. They've got all sorts of great Catholic wares and jewelry. You're not going to be disappointed if you go to the rockcompanyshop.com. They've got rosaries. They've got olive wood rosaries. They've got olive wood rosaries with images of saints in the potter beads. They've got olive wood rosaries with dirt from the Holy Land. And for all you know, that's dirt that touched the feet of Jesus. I mean, really, for all we know, that's dirt that touched the feet of Jesus. And certainly he walked on it. It's in the Holy Land. But they've got statues that are made from olive wood. They've got crosses that are made from olive wood. They've got a great Jerusalem cross that I'm really interested in picking up. That's olive wood. And so they've got everything you need. They've also got some gold and some sterling silver jewelry. They've got a beautiful Jerusalem cross. I'm really partial to the Jerusalem cross, guys. And, you know, with my birthday coming up, my mother ordered my birthday gift from the Rock Company shop. And additionally, she and I have both done some shopping there. And, of course, you know, she's going to tell me, oh, well, everybody knows where I shop. You know what? It's okay. They're nice people. They're good people. And they live in Bethlehem. So they are live in Israel. And, you know, there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on there. You got the attacks by Hezbollah. You got the Iranian-backed militias continuing to attack Israeli positions. The Israelis have been forced to fight into Gaza. But you've got attacks going on in Bethlehem where Tony and Paulette are. And honestly, I'm really worried about them. They're really nice people. I would refer to them as the salt of the earth because they're just good, down-to-earth people. I get a really neat message every morning from Paulette that's got, you know, Friday morning blessings. Today it was Friday morning blessings. It was weekend prayer. You know, just four pictures in one message. And you just sit there and you just realize that you're dealing with somebody that's Catholic. And I dare say most of us listening to this are Catholic. So, you know, let's support our Catholic brothers and sisters. Let's do business with our Catholic brother and sister in Bethlehem. And they're friends of the show. They're friends of the network. They've come on the network and been interviewed by John Benko. And they support the Four Persons Network. So with that in mind, my name is Richard Pettis, and I thank you for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, to learn about St. Lawrence of Canterbury, to pray the Three Hail Marys Novena, to find out what's going on the network, and to hear about the Rock Company shop. And with that, we're going to go ahead and call it a day. I want you to have a great rest of your Friday and a great Saturday until I see you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern, which is 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, and 12:30 Pacific. And until that time, I want you to be blessed and pray for me as I pray for you. I leave a decade of my rosary every day for you guys and your intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.